Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I have a public service announcement, and it is that I am not doing well mentally due to the fact that it is dark at 4 p.m. Other than that, I've been doing fantastic mentally. I knew this was coming, and I still wasn't prepared. But that's, you know, that's only a small thing in the grand scheme of life lately. I have been feeling very inspired lately and just overall good. The vibes have been good, but I did, of course, have to come on here and just say that out loud because that is currently happening to me. It is like 5 o'clock and it's dark. It got dark 45 minutes ago and I'm like ready for bed. So that's been interesting. I actually went to bed last night, or got in bed, I should say, at 9:30 p.m. That's unheard of for me. But it was amazing. So maybe I'm grateful. Maybe I'm deciding right now, 45 seconds after I just said that it was not good, that I actually like that it's dark, because I'm in bed early and I got to read my book last night for like 3 hours, and then I went to bed at a decent time still. That was kind of nice. So I'm not really sure how I feel. I think that I actually do hate it, but I also, it has its perks. What the fuck am I even saying? Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Digital Diary, the podcast where I just literally talk about nothing and have no idea what I'm saying half the time. I hope that you all enjoy. You know what I mean? Thanks for being here. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, feel like I'm half delusional. Like, I actually feel half asleep right now because it's dark outside and it's 5 p.m. and I still have things to do. Like, what's up with this? It's throwing me off, but it's okay because we're here. I'm really excited about today's episode. It's going to be a fun one, I think. But before we get into it, of course, let's catch up. Currently, I'm drinking just some water since it is 5 p.m. I already had my multiple shots of espresso today and they were all fantastic, but I had them in the morning and now it's not the morning. I was going to make tea for this, actually, just so that I would have something interesting to report that I was drinking, but no, I'm just drinking my water out of my lilac colored hydro flask that I literally, this is my emotional support water bottle. We all have one. And if you don't, you should get one because it's really nice. I love my hydro flask. I drink like probably 3 of these a day at least. I had my first coffee this morning at home and then I grabbed one on the way to lunch. I met Amanda for lunch today in Midtown because she had a meeting she was coming into the city for. And I just have to tell you guys that we had such a fucking good lunch. We went to what was this place called? I think that it was called Copanet or something like that. It's on First Avenue and 50th Street, 51st Street, somewhere around there. If you are in the Manhattan area, it was so freaking good. We got French onion soup for obvious reasons. We have been obsessed with French onion soup lately and just going on a tour, trying a bunch of different ones around the city, which has been so fun. So we got that and we got Caesar salad and oh my God, they were just both phenomenal. I had such a good lunch and I'm still thinking about it hours later. So yeah, that's that. I don't know why I told you that, but I just felt the need to because I'm excited about it. All right, this leads me into my question about one thing that I'm grateful for right now, and that is my friends. I am so grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for them all the time, but I just in the past like couple weeks, I've been getting out of the house so much and like hanging out with a lot of people and seeing people more than I usually do, it feels like. And I've been making new friends and it's just been so nice and fun. And it makes me feel good when I spend time with people who are genuine and who just have really good energy. I feed off of that. Don't get me wrong, I am obsessed with being by myself. I love my alone time. I am very independent. I've never been somebody who's felt like I needed to be around people 24/7 to like feel fulfilled. But with that being said, being around good people really does make me feel fulfilled. And it's just been so nice to find genuine friends. I've had so many situations in my life, unfortunately, where I thought that somebody was my friend, and then I found out that they really weren't. And that really sucks, especially when you put your energy and time into someone. I don't know. I truly doubted whether I would ever find true, genuine friends again. And I have. So I would love to go back in time and tell Hannah from a few years ago that it's going to be okay and to just keep going, keep trying, because she genuinely didn't even know if she would ever have really good friends again. And I don't think I'm the only person who's felt that way before. I'm sure that I'm not. I'm sure that there's at least one person listening to this right now who maybe feels that way. And to you, I say, I'm so sorry. But keep trying, because your people are out there and you're never going to find them if you just completely close yourself off. Don't know how I got into that tangent, but I'm just grateful for my friends today. Shout out to them. One thing I'm looking forward to this week, I'm seeing my family this week. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My family is coming to visit this weekend, and then I'm actually going to go back home to Pennsylvania, where I'm from, for Thanksgiving. And I'm so excited to be home. Like, the holiday season is my absolute favorite time to visit my family back there and stay at my parents' house and like have the holiday dinners with my family. I'm just like so excited. I've been craving being around them for a while now. I'm just so excited to see them. And so my parents are coming this weekend. We're going to hang out here. We're going to go to dinner to one of our new favorite places, which is called the Dead Rabbit. It's like a restaurant pub situation, I think, down in Fidei. And it is so freaking good. So we're going to go. My dad and I have been before, and we want to bring my mom. And she's going to love it, and it's going to be so much fun. And then we're going to go back home, and I'm going to spend Thanksgiving there with them. And I'm just really excited to have a change of pace for a second, because then after that, we're doing things, y'all. We are going places after that, which is so crazy that that's even something I'm hinting at right now. I don't think I've ever taken a winter trip before. Definitely know that I haven't taken one of this magnitude before, so I'll tell you more coming up, but it is a place I've been. I have been to this place. I'm just returning. That just gives it away. Okay. We'll discuss that again in a future episode, in the next, either the next episode or the one after that. But yeah, that's one thing I'm excited for this week, seeing them. I cannot wait. And then to finish this intro segment out, what did I say last week? I wanted to include an affirmation or something, or just a little something I've been thinking about that's been inspiring me or helping me in some way. I think today the one that I want to share is that you may be down, but you're never out. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, just down, but never out. I may be feeling down, but that doesn't mean I'm out. Things will bounce back. I will bounce back. The sun will rise again. Life will get better. And also, interestingly, every time I do feel down, I somehow get an idea, or I get a burst of inspiration out of nowhere. Like, as soon as I think there's no more ideas to be had or no more inspiration that'll find me, it happens as soon as I've like hit a low point. I don't know. It's like clockwork every single time. So that's been happening the last few weeks, and it's just made me think about that little phrase, down but never out. So keep that in mind. Okay, now let's get into today's episode. Today I want to talk about some of my unpopular opinions. I don't think I've done an episode like this before, but I wanted to because I think that these are fun talking points and things that people kind of like disagree on, and you are either heavily for one side or heavily for the other. And I'm not talking about anything of substance, really, like nothing deep, just, you know, the typical unpopular opinion questions that people will ask, like, what do you think about pineapple on pizza or whatever. I went on the podcast Instagram, which is Digital Diary Pod, put up a question sticker on my story, and I asked for y'all to submit some of the most commonly asked unpopular opinion questions, and I want to go through them and tell you my opinion, my stance on these things, and why. And I'm excited to do this. I think it'll be fun. I originally thought of doing this because I've been thinking about the whole unpopular opinion, you shouldn't decorate before December 1st, like you shouldn't decorate for Christmas before December 1st. I've been thinking about that because pretty much everyone I know has already decorated. I wish I was one of them. If I had my Christmas stuff with me at my apartment right now, I would have already put my tree up, but it is at my parents' house where I stored it for like the rest of the season because I don't have much space here. I've been seeing so many people decorating, and I know that it's like a unpopular opinion to say, it's an unpopular opinion to say you should decorate November 1st, and it's also an unpopular opinion to say you shouldn't. So I wanted to start with that one. I've already talked about my stance on this in a past episode, but I am all for decorating for Christmas on November 1st. I don't give a fuck what day you decorate for Christmas. If you want to decorate for Christmas in September, do it. Because the way I see it, it just brings people joy. Decorating somebody's own house. How the hell are you going to tell somebody that they can't decorate their own house? Or be like, it's too early. I'm pretty sure I can do whatever I want in my own home. Thank you. If you don't want to decorate on November 1st, you don't have to. I don't think anyone's ever taking it that seriously where they're like getting mad at people for decorating that early. But if they are, that's crazy to me. Like, I know it's just a lighthearted debate type of thing. But I just, why are we telling people that they can't have fun? Why are we telling people that they can't make their space festive and cozy and holiday themed whenever they want? I'd leave my Christmas tree up all year round if I had the space for it. Because it's just fun and it's exciting. And the longer we can celebrate the season, the better. I am such a holiday season lover. This is my absolute favorite time of the year. And why not just extend that as long as you possibly can, as long as you want to? So I do not agree that you should wait until after Thanksgiving or December 1st or whatever to decorate for the holidays. I think you can decorate for the holidays whenever the fuck you want. If that's November 1st, decorate November 1st. If it's August 25th, decorate August 25th. So that's my take on that one. Let's browse. Okay, so the first one I'm seeing is pickles, like eating pickles on their own. Yay or nay? Yay. Extreme yay. I'll take that and I'll raise you. No one judge me for this if you don't like pickles, but I love pickles so much. I will eat all the pickles in the jar and then I will physically drink the pickle juice. That is how much I love pickles. One of my favorite drinks, shots to get at a bar is a pickleback shot, because it's literally just one cup with a shot and then one to chase that's you chasing with pickle juice. It's the greatest invention ever. I love pickles. I will eat pickles on their own all day long. I actually prefer pickles on their own as opposed to on something else. I do love pickles on burgers and stuff as well, but I prefer them on their own. I will eat an entire pickle jar in one sitting, and then I will drink the pickle juice afterwards. And that's that. That's just who I am. I don't know what to say. I love pickles. Obviously, one of the biggest debates, one of the most common ones, is pineapple on pizza. I mentioned this one a couple minutes ago, and the tea is that I love pineapple on pizza. I think pineapple belongs on pizza, and in the same way that I think you can decorate for Christmas whenever you want, you can put whatever the fuck you want on your pizza. It doesn't matter if somebody else thinks it's good. If you think it's good, then do it. I think pineapple on pizza is fucking delectable, especially like a Hawaiian type of pizza with pineapple and ham. It's just so good. The savory and the sweet, they just balance each other out. They go together. People have made up weirder combinations of food before. You know, putting pineapple on pizza is really not weird. It's 2023. It's time to acknowledge that pineapple on pizza is normal and it's good. And if you just don't like pineapple, that's okay. If you don't like sweet and savory together, that's okay. Though I don't understand, but it's okay. Everyone has their own taste buds and whatnot and their preferences. But pineapple on pizza is fantastic. Have you tried it? Okay? It's so good. I love it. I will go out of my way to order a Hawaiian style pizza, period. Oh my God. Sorry? Okay. Somebody said, unpopular opinion, Snapchat is the best social network. I've never disagreed more with anything. Actually, that's not true, but I highly, strongly disagree with this take. I actually would say I think Snapchat is the worst. I have not actually used Snapchat probably in 4 years, like consistently to communicate with people. If I go out to a bar at my age of 24 and I meet a man and that man asks me for my Snapchat, I'm walking away. I'm sorry. That's just me. Another one that I have seen is the unpopular opinion, and you're already going to know where I'm going with this one, but the opinion that Taylor Swift is mid. Obviously, if you know me, you know that I do not agree with this in any way, shape, or form. I think this is blasphemous and fucked up. There was this one time, listen, I've started asking men this question because it's a great judge of character. If you ask a man that you're talking to or whatever, what he thinks about Taylor Swift, and he starts saying she's annoying, she's mid, she's overrated, this, that, like putting her down immediately, I run. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I use that as a benchmark to judge men because I think that that's so fucking childish. Like, grow up. If you can't at least respect her hustle and her talent and her success, then fuck off. Literally. There was this man one time that I was talking to that told me straight up that he thought Taylor Swift was mid. And I didn't stop talking to him for that, but I did. I should have. And also, I did start looking at him differently after that because I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, sorry. People who think Taylor Swift is mid probably have heard 4 Taylor Swift songs in their life, and they're probably the ones that were, like, overplayed on pop radio stations. You don't know All Too Well 10-Minute Version, Taylor's Version. You don't know Illicit Affairs. How can you listen to My Tears Ricochet? How can you listen to Would've, Could've, Should've and tell me Taylor Swift is mid? Anyway... That's all I have to say about that. Sorry for the rant, but like, be so for real. All right, another one. Unpopular opinion, Friends isn't funny. Friends, a TV show. I actually love Friends TV show. I think it's endearing. I think it's heartwarming. I think it's a comfort show. And I think it's funny. That's my opinion on that. And if you don't think Friends is funny, that's okay. Personally, though, I like Friends. And I need to actually sit and watch Friends from like season 1, episode 1. I don't think I've ever done that. I think I've really only... Like, it's always on TV, so I've just caught random episodes, but I don't think I've ever seen them in order. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry, for real, though. I'm going to take a brief intermission over here because, as you can hear, my radiator's at it again. It's the routine whistling time, so I'll be back in approximately 10 minutes. It'll be 2 seconds for you. And we're back. Next unpopular opinion is that sleeping with socks is preferable. I personally wouldn't say preferable, but I actually don't mind sleeping with socks. I think it depends on the vibes. It depends on the weather. I know when I'm at my parents' house in the wintertime, I have the coldest room in the house, and it is very frigid in there. I'm under all of my blankets, but sometimes I just need that extra cover, and it's sometimes socks. My hands and my feet also tend to get cold quickly, so I don't know. Sometimes I like to sleep with socks on. Sue me. I know that there are fully some people that think that if you sleep with socks on, you're a psychopath. I just don't necessarily agree. Do I prefer sleeping with socks? No, not most of the time. There are times where I do. It just makes me feel cozier and warmer and all that, but I think most of the time I like having the dogs out when I'm sleeping, letting them breathe. I think there is a time and a place for sleeping with socks on. Also, anytime I've had a boyfriend and I've stayed anywhere with them, I usually sleep with socks on because I don't like my dogs being out around other people. So if I'm having a sleepover of sorts with, I mean, friends or boyfriends when I used to have, well, one at a time, you know, but when I used to have men actually in my life, I would sleep with socks on because I just don't like my dogs being out around other people. It feels vulnerable. So I'm not against sleeping with socks on. My preference is sleeping without them, but I will still do it. Okay, somebody said Chick-fil-A is overrated. I hate to be this person, but I kind of agree. And the reason that I feel this way, I mean, I don't know. Chick-fil-A is good every once in a while, I think, but my issue is that when I was a freshman in college, our like student center area that had a food court that you could use your meal swipes at had very limited restaurant options, and one of them was Chick-fil-A. So I think I got Chick-fil-A at least every other day my entire freshman year of college. And when you eat something that frequently, you're bound to just get sick of it. So it lost its appeal to me. Dude, can the fucking radiator go away? Anyway, when you eat something as often as I did, you're honestly just bound to get sick of it. It was the frequency. It was at some times every single day I was eating the exact same thing from Chick-fil-A. And it just lost its touch. It lost its magic. I don't hate Chick-fil-A. If like somebody's going to Chick-fil-A already and they're like, hey, do you want something? I will get something, but it's just not my first choice anymore. And that's all right. That's okay. Here's another one. Apple Music is better than Spotify. I disagree with this. I've had both. I had Apple Music for years. Ever since Apple Music came out, I've had Apple Music. And then a few years ago, I want to say like 3 years ago now, I switched to Spotify. And at first, it was very strange. It was kind of like a learning curve. The interfaces are so different. But I actually love Spotify. I think that Spotify has a lot more playlists than Apple Music. And Spotify generates a lot of personalized playlists for you. So it'll sometimes just take songs that you've already saved and put them into playlists based on different moods or categories. And sometimes it'll take songs that you like and that you play a lot and then make a playlist of those with other songs like those or whatever similar vibe songs. And I just really like the Spotify playlists. I feel like that's a lot more of a thing to do there than it is on Apple Music. I know on Apple Music, I used to have my own playlists, but I feel like the mode of sharing them, at least how it was when I used Apple Music, wasn't as easy. It wasn't as easy to just like share your playlist with somebody else or like collaborate on a playlist or search up other people's playlists. And I really like that about Spotify. I just feel like it recommends a lot of new music and it's fun. Okay, somebody said regular goldfish are better than flavor blasted goldfish. Now, for me, this depends on what the context is. I personally love putting goldfish, just regular goldfish, in tomato soup. Like when I have grilled cheese and tomato soup and I eat all the grilled cheese and then there's tomato soup left, I'll put goldfish, either the regular ones or the baby goldfish, in the soup and I eat them together and it's so freaking good. But on their own, I think I prefer flavor blasted. But it also depends on, I don't know, like if I eat flavor blasted goldfish for too long, it's the same thing as the Chick-fil-A thing. Like if I'm eating it too much, I'll kind of get bored of it. But I just love the extra flavor. I love the cheese powder, whatever the hell that's on the flavor blasted ones. It just adds so much for me. So I think in general, like eating them just out the bag, I prefer flavor blasted. But if I'm putting them in soup or something, then I just like the regular ones because I don't want to add too much of anything extra, but they still add like a nice little touch, a nice little sparkle. Okay, another person said, unpopular opinion, cracking the spine of a book is part of the reading process. Now, I wasn't even aware that people tried not to crack the spine of a book. This is never something I've paid attention to, and maybe it's just because I haven't been around the reading communities of social media until very recently when I really started getting back into my reading era. I didn't know that this was a point of contention and that people debate whether or not you should crack the spine of a book. Like, if you're reading a thick book, how do you read the book comfortably without cracking the spine? Like, that doesn't make sense. I don't know. I think that the way I see it is cracking the spine of a book while reading it just gives it character and it shows that it's been read. It's kind of like how I like my home to feel like it's lived in and not perfect and sterile. And, you know, I like having a mixed match of things and things that maybe don't make sense to anybody but me, but I like it to feel homey and like somebody lives there and it's been lived in. And I feel like that's kind of the same concept that I think about for my books. I'm not the type of person to try to keep my books in pristine condition. I write in my books. I highlight. Once a book is mine, it's mine. I don't see a problem personally with cracking the spine of a book. Same way I don't see a problem with writing in my books and like all that. It just feels, it makes them feel like they're mine, like they've been read, which I think is nice. Ooh, this is a really good one. Somebody said, Christmas Eve is almost better than Christmas Day. The anticipation is great. I agree with this. All throughout when I was growing up, we had more of a celebration of sorts. And it was just so much more exciting on Christmas Eve than Christmas Day. Because it feels like when you get to Christmas Day, it's over. But Christmas Eve is like the absolute peak, I think. This is so true to me. Christmas Eve is the peak. I love having like a family get together Christmas Eve night and then knowing that I'm going to go to bed and wake up and it's going to be Christmas. That's honestly, that feeling and that anticipation is almost more fun than it actually being Christmas Day, because it feels like there's some special vibe in the air Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, I mean, there's nothing else to look forward to. Like, then it's over. Christmas Day is special, obviously, because it's Christmas Day, but its name contributes a lot to the specialness of the day. If I had to pick a favorite between the two, Christmas Eve or Day, I'd say Christmas Eve every single time. Somebody said staying in is as good as going out. I agree. I think that there's a time and a place for each. I think that both staying in and going out are fun and can be fun, but in different ways. I think that there's something so comforting and calming and just chill and relaxed, obviously, about staying in and just spending time with yourself or your roommates or your family or whoever you live with or your pets. And there's also something so fun and exciting and just enjoyable about going out with friends, being social, having a good time. Like, there's a time and a place for each. I wouldn't say, it's hard to even say one is better than the other, because as I said, like, it depends on the vibe. It depends on the mood, what your mood is. If you want to stay in on any given day, I could say one is better than the other. If I'm feeling socially deprived lately and I haven't had much outside social interaction, I might be itching to get out and go out. And if I've had too much social interaction, I might be itching for a night to myself. It really depends on how you're feeling that day, whether like one is better than the other. But I do think that both are equally as good, just in different ways. The feeling that you get when you're spending time with yourself is enjoyable, at least to me. And the feeling I get when I'm spending time with others is also enjoyable, but just in different ways. And I think that's really awesome to have both. There's a time and a place for both. I think I probably, if there was like a spectrum and one side was staying in, one side was going out, and then in the middle was like an equal mix of both, I think I would lean a little more towards, I'd be in the middle, but I'd be more on the side of staying in, just because I'm such a freaking homebody. And I just, there's nothing I love more than a cozy night in with like a candle and my cat and my book. It just makes me so happy. It fills my heart with so much joy. And everybody's hearts are filled with joy in different ways and by different things. I think I'm going to end on this one. Somebody said, unpopular opinion, being mainstream isn't boring. I'm going to assume mainstream and basic, quote unquote, can be interchangeable in this context. So like being basic or liking basic things isn't boring. And I agree. Okay, I agree with this. And the reason I agree with this is because things are basic, quote unquote, or mainstream or really popular and a lot of people like them for a reason. I know there's the whole like basic, if you like iced coffee and you like pumpkin iced coffee in the fall, you're basic or whatever. That's a basic thing to like. But the reason that it's basic is because it's good and a lot of people enjoy it. So just because a lot of people enjoy something and you're one of them doesn't mean you're boring. It means you just like something that happens to be liked by a lot of other people. I also think that disliking something just for the sake of going against the common opinion, I guess, is corny as fuck. I feel like some people genuinely, to go back to Taylor Swift for a sec, I think some people genuinely say they dislike Taylor Swift or they like make it a point to shit on Taylor Swift because they want to have a different opinion and they want to be different than all the people that like Taylor Swift because she's so popular. It's like disliking something just because you think that it makes you cool to go against what a lot of people like is fucking boring. That's what's boring to me. It's a free country. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but you don't have to like something just because everybody else does, and you don't have to dislike something just because everyone else likes it. Just do whatever, like what you want. I don't think it's boring at all to like basic things or mainstream things. I love wearing Uggs when it's cold. Why? Because they're fucking comfortable and they're warm and they're cute, in my opinion. And that's something that could be considered basic because a lot of people also like to wear Uggs. If that's basic, it's what I like. And I'm the one that has to wake up and live my life every day. So I'm going to make decisions for myself that make me happy and make me feel good. I swear, that is so annoying to me when people like shit on people who like mainstream things. Why are you doing that? It doesn't make you cool to go against what a lot of people like. I know that wasn't even the question, that wasn't even the point, but I wanted to say this for last because this is something that bothers me. And it's so like trivial, obviously, and none of this is really ever that deep at all, but I just think that we should let people like what they like and just enjoy things. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying something that a lot of other people enjoy. Like, it's popular for a reason, and basic things are basic because a lot of people like them, and there's a reason a lot of people like them. So my point is, no, I do not think that it's boring to like basic or mainstream things. And that's that. Okay. That's all I've got for today. This was so much fun. All of these things are so random, but they're fun to talk about because people have such strong opinions one way or the other on them. And it is interesting to me to just hear what everybody's preferences are, except for the Taylor Swift thing. I just will not hear the other side that Taylor Swift is mid. If you think Taylor Swift is mid, I'm sorry, but just don't even mention Taylor Swift to me because we will get in an argument. That's all for me today. I feel like this is a very unhinged, unfiltered episode. I just kind of went with what I was thinking. Some of my little sass came out, but it's all fun and games. Like, none of this is ever that deep, except for Taylor Swift, of course. But everything else, not that deep. I just thought this would be fun, lighthearted. That's all I've got. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.